Ode to Nature. Birdsong drifts into my dream, the most perfect wake-up call. Through my open window stream simple notes that rise and fall. Nature's marvelous music is the symphony of life, echoes from a Jurassic world with long extinct wildlife. As dreamy dewdrops glisten on pink camellia flowers, I breathe deeply and listen to the glorious sun showers. Precious precipitation, without which life can't flourish. These cloud bursts of hydration will soothe, caress, and nourish. Some things we take for granted, thinking they will never change, but they can be supplanted by an imbalanced exchange. If nature and humankind are to coexist in peace, then we must never be blind to the toxins we release. I still fear a silent spring, a future where no birds sing, where the honeybee's buzzing is a long-forgotten thing, where the air is thick with smog and the nights are bright as day, where an endangered hedgehog cannot seem to find its way, where the parched and lifeless soil blows away beneath dead trees and foolish funding of oil wiped out so many species. The best time to plant a tree was some 20 years ago. The next best time, they tell me, is right now, for we must grow. The best time to make a change and protect nature's treasures is right now. Let's not shortchange the future with weak measures. We owe nature a great deal, a Green New Deal that unites, so that everyone can feel evergreen hope that excites.